Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is having a President's Day event. Start a new lease on a Jeep Compass or go big with a Jeep Grand Cherokee. Limited, in stock, and ready to go. See dealer for details during the President's Day sale. Stop into Moran Blue Water CDJR on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or visit them at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
All right, it's 7:40 on this Thursday morning. It's no secret the price of prescription drugs continues to rise, and there's a variety of reasons for that, not the least of which is these pharmacy benefit managers. We're going to learn more about that right now. There was a listening session this past Monday at the White House about the rising cost of prescription drugs. Joining us right now to talk a little bit more about that and what can be done to combat the rising price of prescriptions is the president of 3-Axis Advisors, a leading expert on prescription drug prices, Antonio Chacha. And Antonio, thanks for being with us today.
Hey, great to be with you.
It's got to be encouraging that the White House at least wants to hear more about why prices are going up, right?
Without question. I mean, it's no secret. I think the Biden administration and before them, the Trump administration, have really tried to take a laser focus on the rising prices of medicines, but also the out-of-pocket costs for consumers. I think what they're learning, what they've been learning over the last 6 years or so, is that it's not just the drug manufacturer problem. Certainly it is, they are involved, but we have a very convoluted drug supply chain of intermediaries that take ownership of the drug or help pay for the drug on behalf of our health insurance companies. And what we're finding is that there are a lot of publicly traded companies who are marking up the medicines, who also have a role in determining how much we pay as consumers or how much our employers pay for our benefits.
Yeah. Let's talk about those pharmacy benefit managers, because they really are key to this, aren't they?
Without question. And that was really the focus of the White House's listening session on Monday. One of the challenges is that PBMs were hired as intermediaries to work on behalf of health insurance companies, and they essentially worked as the Visa or MasterCard for our medicines. But over time, as medicines got more expensive, we began to lean on those PBMs to negotiate on our behalf. All of this sounds great. What could possibly be the problem? Well, those PBMs have grown to be Fortune 15 companies. They're larger than the drug companies and the pharmacy companies they were hired to control. And they have a great opportunity to engage in arbitrage, meaning setting different prices on each end of the transaction and pocketing the delta for themselves. In my home state of Ohio, we found PBMs engaging in a practice called spread pricing, where they were paying pharmacies low, billing the state high, and pocketing $245 million in just 1 year of our Medicaid program. The idea behind the listening session was to get a better handle on these gatekeepers who we've trusted to give us a fair deal, but perhaps over time have kind of spun out of control. And the White House is trying to get a better handle on the role that they're playing in distorting the cost of medicines.
Congress is looking into this as well with a package of bills, I think, aimed at passing savings and rebates onto consumers. Where does that stand right now?
Yeah, so every major committee of jurisdiction in Congress is now looking at different types of PBM policies, not to obliterate them, but to change their incentives so that they make less money when costs of medicines go up. A big challenge is that PBMs negotiate with drug companies to determine which drugs will be covered under our benefits plans. They also get to determine which pharmacies we can use and which ones we can't. But as they're creating what we call formularies, or essentially the menu of medicines that will be covered under our benefits, well, the PBMs are getting kickbacks from drug companies in exchange for that preferential treatment, thanks to exemptions to federal anti-kickback laws. What that does is it creates a perverse incentive. Rather than drug companies competing to lower prices, they actually compete to raise prices and increase the amount of kickbacks given back to PBMs in exchange for that coverage. Well, in that model, a PBM makes more money the higher the list price of a medicine can go. So Congress is trying to clip this perverse incentive such that PBMs don't make more money on higher priced medicines.
What can consumers do? Are there, you know, until that legislation passes, what are some other things that people can do to try and combat these rising costs?
Well, there's a number of things that they could do depending on which medicines that they rely upon. For a majority of consumers, 87% of all transactions at the pharmacy counter are for generic drugs. One of the folks who was in the White House listening session this week was Mark Cuban, who has his own new pharmacy company called Mark Cuban Cost Plus Drugs. Mark Cuban has really kind of shaken the foundation of this industry because he's doing something that is, you know, old-fashioned. He's telling you how much he buys a drug. He has a transparent markup on top of that, and then he publishes those prices online for free. There's no sleight of hand. There's no dual prices, or there's just one price for a medicine, and everybody gets charged the same. When you look at how insurance companies and PBMs operate today, there are a multitude of proprietary pricing lists and negotiated experiences that they aim to keep under lock and key in what we call the black box of drug pricing. So what consumers can do is find solutions like Mark Cuban's Cost Plus Drug Company or local independent pharmacies who are operating in cash only or models that are unplugged from the market distortions caused by PBMs and insurance companies.
Of course, it's an election year. This is likely to be a big talking point for those seeking public office, isn't it?
Without question, and that's a time-honored tradition for members of Congress and those running for the presidency to globetrot around the United States saying how they want to lower the prices of medicines. Unfortunately, I think while everybody historically has been well-intended, I think many times they're missing some of the key components that are cost drivers for consumers at the pharmacy counter. I think the good news is that D.C. has been dragged to the starting line on this issue, whereas states like Ohio, Michigan as well, have done a really good job at kind of going after some of the problems that are already embedded within the bowels of the prescription drug supply chain. You know, I think when push comes to shove, you know, when you're looking at it, at somebody who's running for office and whether or not they're truly working to lower the cost of medicines, I think it begs a large question as to how well they understand the system dynamics, and most importantly, how much of a fan they are of increasing an uncomfortable amount of transparency into the drug supply chain, so we have a better idea of what the real costs of medicines are, and more importantly, we have a good understanding of the incentives that are driving the behaviors of members of the prescription drug supply chain.
Yeah, absolutely. Antonio, fascinating stuff. I really appreciate you giving us a few minutes today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You bet. Bye-bye.